Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Frank and I'm from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you a registered voter of the state of Florida, sir?
Yes.
Okay, would you be so kind to help us out with the survey?
Sure.
Okay, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. What is your current official party voter registration on file with your county elections office? Are you registered as a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent?
A Democrat.
Okay, thank you. House Bill 49, currently being considered by the Florida legislature, proposes to change child labor law by allowing employers to schedule 16 to 17-year-old workers past 11 p.m. on a school night and more than 30 hours in a school week. Do you support or oppose this bill?
I oppose the bill.
Okay. Thank you, sir. The Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right of crime victims to prevent their names from being publicly disclosed. Would you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names?
Yes.
Okay, so you have to you have four options here. Is it strongly support?
No.
Somewhat support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose.
I would strongly support allowing them to choose to keep their names concealed.
Okay. Okay, thank you, sir. Some police officers previously claimed they were crime victims when using physical or deadly force. Would you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly force to conceal their names?
Yes, I would, I guess, strongly support that, yes, that police officers should have to have their names disclosed.
Okay, thank you. Moving on, do you feel your state and local tax burden on Florida is, and we have four options here, much too high, a little high, about right, or low?
I guess it's it's probably about right.
About right? Okay, thank you, sir. In terms of providing public services, do you feel state and local government in Florida, and then we have two choices here, spends tax revenue in a relatively wasteful manner, and the second choice, spends tax revenue in a relatively efficient manner?
This is just the services and not anything they're spending. I think it's efficient as the services.
Efficient? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Next, a shortage of veterinarians has made it harder for pet owners to get appointments or find emergency care, especially in rural areas. Would you support or oppose state legislation to give animal owners and veterinarians more flexibility to use telehealth video services as an additional tool to establish a working relationship to ensure animals receive necessary care and treatment? Would you support that or oppose that?
Support.
Okay. Thank you, sir. The cost of veterinary care has increased more than 10% annually, putting care out of reach for many pet owners. Would you support or oppose legislation to expand the availability of telehealth video services to help lower costs and reduce the need for expensive trips to the emergency animal hospitals?
Yes, support.
Okay, thank you, sir. Telemedicine offers convenient, accessible care for animals at home, including at night and some weekends when most clinics are closed. Telemedicine is especially helpful for senior citizens, disabled people, and people without a vehicle. Do you support or oppose expanding legal options for veterinarians and pet owners to use telemedicine?
Support.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Veterinary PAs are like a physician's assistant trained to support veterinarians. Would you support or oppose a state law establishing the veterinary professional associate professions, enabling people with a master's degree in veterinary care to perform routine checkups, diagnoses, procedures, and treatments while under the supervision of a licensed veterinarian? Would you support or oppose? Support? Okay.
Support.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Do you believe state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notices in the printed and online newspaper on a regular basis? Should or should not?
Should.
Should? Okay. Thank you, sir. How likely do you think you would be to seek out public notices if they were posted on a government website and not available in a printed or online newspaper? Would you be very likely, somewhat unlikely, very unlikely?
Very unlikely.
Okay. Very unlikely. Thank you, sir. A recent study found that Florida's vacation rental industry generates over $31 billion in state economic activity each year. How important do you feel vacation rentals are to Florida's economy? Are they very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
Very important.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out their primary home on a short-term basis when they are out of town? Should or should not?
Should.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out a secondary home or investment property as a vacation rental?
They should have the right.
So should. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Do you feel regulations regarding vacation rentals should or should not be consistent throughout the state?
Should.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Do you know yourself, personally, do you know how to swim?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And do you think every child should or should not learn to swim as a basic life skill?
Should.
Okay, thank you, sir. Generally speaking, do you think that Florida's public schools are on the right track or do you think they are on the wrong track?
Loaded question. Where I live, I think they're on the right track.
Okay, but that doesn't speak for the whole state, maybe, huh?
Nah, the whole state.
Okay. Okay, thank you, sir.
Think about it. All right.
Yeah, I marked down the on the right track, at least where you live, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, sir. Please tell me if you agree or disagree with the following statement. And the statement says, teachers should have the right to strike for better wages and working conditions without legal or professional consequences. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree?
No, strongly agree.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Next, I will read two statements about Florida's school curriculum. After hearing each, please tell me which comes closer to your opinion. Okay, so the first one says, public schools must offer diverse and comprehensive curriculum that incorporates broader concepts such as identity and society into learning. And the second one says, public schools should just stick to a traditional curriculum only teaching reading, writing, and math?
Statement one.
Statement one, okay. Thank you, sir. In your community, have you personally faced challenges in finding housing that is affordable to you? Yes or no?
No. No.
Okay. Has anyone in your extended family or a friend ever faced housing insecurity or struggled to find affordable housing in Florida? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Do you believe or not believe claims made by business owners in your community that they are having difficulty finding workers due to the lack of affordable housing in the area? Yes or no?
Yes, I believe that.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Do you feel that local governments in Florida do or do not have a responsibility to actively address the need for more workforce housing? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And do you believe Florida's local government should or should not take more decisive action at the local level through zoning, permit, and density adjustments or reforms to alleviate restrictions that currently impede the development of affordable housing?
Yes.
Okay, should. Thank you, sir. If an elected official at the local or state level strongly advocated for programs aimed at creating more financially affordable housing options for working class families, including essential town workers such as firefighters, police, and teachers, how would that affect your vote? Would you be more likely to vote for them, less likely to vote for them, or would it have no effect on your voting decision?
More likely.
Okay, more likely. Thank you, sir. There is a proposed amendment to the state constitution titled Requirement to Expand Medicaid Eligibility. It would require the state to improve Medicaid coverage to individuals over age 18 and under age 65 whose incomes are at or below 138% of the federal poverty level and who meet other eligibility requirements with no greater burdens placed on eligibility, enrollment, or benefits for these new individuals compared to other Medicaid beneficiaries. It would also direct the agency for healthcare administration to implement the initiative by maximizing federal financial participation for newly eligible individuals. If you were voting today, would you vote yes to approve the amendment or no to reject the amendment?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Thank you, sir. What is your age? Between 18 and 34, 35 and 49, 50 and 64, or 65 plus?
50 and 64.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, or Asian, or other?
White, Caucasian.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And do you consider yourself a Cuban American?
No, I am not.
Yes, no. Okay. Okay. And do you currently have a child enrolled in a Florida public school? Maybe that,
yes.
That could be a son or a grandson. Yes, you do.
I have a daughter and a son. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And let's see here. Well, that concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation, and have yourself a great night and happy holidays, okay?
All right. Happy holidays to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.